Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Steve Newell.
G'day. I brought a friend along with me today as well. My post-New Zealand International Film Festival cold is here in the studio.
Oh, decompressing with a bit of decongestant or congestion.
Oh, I've got a... Yeah, there's a whole routine on the go. Mate, I think it was because my routine during the festival fell away. I talked a big game at the start of be prepared, have good snacks, work out where you can go to eat well. I think that went out the window on about day two and I subsisted on candy bar... Candy counter crap.
Any candy floss?
No, I didn't do no candy floss.
It's terrible stuff. Terrible stuff. Do you reckon if you had like a general sort of doctor face mask on the whole time or a dust mask, you would have been sweet?
No, because I think this is just a immunity issue, and okay. I was knackered, and I think the first germ I found this week nailed me. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I thought we could do a little wrap-up today and I could just whip through some of the buzzier things I saw at the film festival.
Buzzy?
Like, not necessarily like, a ranked top 10. But just, here's just some buzzy stuff worth checking out. And first out of the blocks was a documentary called Hail Satan about the Satanic Temple, which was good. I saw that on a Sunday morning. I think the screening was 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. So someone that was doing the scheduling for the festival was having a laugh, putting it at church time. But that was really good. That was, if you're not familiar with the Satanic Temple, they are the...
Watch the thing.
Well, yeah, watch the thing. There we go. Moving right along. They are like the other guys that basically troll the religious fundamentalist Christians in the States by, hey, you've got a statue of the Ten Commandments on your front lawn of your civic building. There should be a statue of a devil next to it because freedom of religion. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a good watch. It's quite amusing. It doesn't really ask too many tough questions of that organization, but, you know, trolls are okay when you're on the side of the trolls. That just immediately makes it all completely okay. The buzziest audience moment was during the equally buzzy film Deerskin, where when do you think the point is when you're at the movies where it's annoying to come and take your seat? Like, what's the grace period?
Is it as soon? A bit late.
Yeah, like how? What's the cutoff? Do you reckon?
5 minutes. Like 5 minutes into the film.
And I think probably maybe how rude you are as well, right? But So this guy comes into Deerskin at the screening at Hollywood Avondale, and the studio title cards were still coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So the film had been going for maybe 5 seconds.
Yes,
and he was doing the hunched walk where he's trying to minimize his visual profile, but it never works. And then this guy yells out, "Sit the fuck down!"
And starts
saying he's going to knock his effing block off.
Oh,
and a bit of a confrontation ensues. Now the staff at the Hollywood Avondale are very nice, but they're not what you'd call bouncers.
Is the Hollywood Avondale Auckland's or New Zealand's most west cinema?
No, there's a couple. Like, Westgate. There's Westgate.
Literally or culturally?
Like, yeah,
or,
well, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, like people are a bit more like, hey.
So lucky that this settled down, but it was really weird. So you end up sitting in this theatre going, fuck, who was that? What are they doing? And the great thing was Deerskin. Deerskin's a film about a middle-aged man who's a bit troubled, and he... is going through a divorce, midlife crisis. He's prone to a bit of irrational anger. He's got a little bit of impotent rage to him. It's like the perfect movie to be nutting off for no reason at the start of. And I do wonder how that guy felt as the chap on screen developed a very close and personal relationship with his jacket and started murdering people.
Do you think it was a pure coincidence? Or was
I honestly don't know what was going on.
It wasn't a setup?
But I'd, a couple of mates were... turned out they were sitting on the seats behind him.
Mm.
And so it really enlivened...
their experience of the
film.
That happened
in the last few days of the festival, which was good because really the sort of no topping that of audience behaviour.
Mm.
Apart from that, it was just some, you know, garden variety rustling, etc. Real buzzy one was Amazing Grace, the Aretha Franklin concert film.
I heard it was great. I heard my wife went to it and she was like, wow, it was amazing. It was really compelling.
Yeah, it's, you just, sit in it for an hour and a half, really. Well, grace period. The whole film's grace period. That's highly recommended. Even if the idea of watching Aretha Franklin sing gospel for an hour and a half seems dumb, if you like music and bands and
you're human a little bit,
yeah, then go have a bash on that. That's coming back to cinemas soon. We talked a little bit before, John, about Herb's Songs of Freedom, which was the Herb's documentary that had its world premiere at the Civic on the weekend. How did you find that?
It was interesting. It didn't really follow a traditional music doco arc. I was hoping for a bit of, drug abuse and delinquent behaviour, but it was just more looked at their, their characters and...
There's some stuff that's not in there, eh? It's, is there any DAC in it at all?
I don't think
there's any DAC, which is unusual. But, on the other side of that coin is there's some kind of, like, funny on-screen titles, and it's sort of more thematic. There's no guys fading. There's no one sitting in an expensive studio, really well lit, moving faders up and down and showing how the sausage gets made, which is probably good for some stories. I don't think that's what people are desperate to find out about Herbs. They probably just want to know about the personalities a bit more.
It's kind of nice to see it put in, in perspective of all the events that were happening around the country at the time, like Bastion Point and the Springboks and stuff like that. It's kind of cool to see their place in all of that stuff.
Totally. And I think that's what gives this like a slight buzzy stamp for me was I kind of just forgot how much things were popping off here. And it's also buzzy timing with what is happening in our society right as we speak. I had a really good buzzy time at Apollo 11, which was the documentary about the moon landings. Mm-hmm. The actual moon landings that actually happened.
Okay.
That's like Amazing Grace. It's all archival footage. It's been beautifully restored, and again, you just kind of like bathe in how rad it looks. The closing night film, Midsommar, is a horror, kind of like a bit of a culty horror that's been directed by the chap who made Hereditary.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's possibly a little bit less bleak. Oh, it's pretty bleak. But that was quite buzzy. It's like lots of Swedish countryside and sort of strange quasi-pagan traditions.
Mm.
Lots of beautiful flowers, some really good mushroom trips in it.
It's a hard thing to nail on screen, eh?
I imagine that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It seemed fairly convincing. That's going to return to cinemas in a couple of months' time. Probably my main buzzy, like the film that I went home and like fell down a rabbit hole on the internet over, was a documentary called Cold Case Hammarskjöld about the plane crash that killed the UN Secretary General in 1961, and long alleged to be an assassination attempt.
I think you talked about this last week. And
it was only a week ago.
I think it was last week. But someone call in and they were 100%. That was an assassination.
Yeah, yeah. My falling down the rabbit hole told 100%. Me that not only is it a bunch of individuals very strongly convinced, not with evidence at their fingertips, but just think it happened, but it does seem to add up. And in fact, this story did break a little bit via The Guardian and a few other investigative papers earlier this year.
Apparently, they found a wing and a hangar after the fact, and it had bullet holes in it.
There's a panel in this film that has bullet holes in it, but that's an inconclusive development. I'm not going to go into that too much, but you should definitely check that out. It's just good to see a conspiracy film that doesn't advocate that the people that believe in it are nuts, and that actually kind of unveils something instead of leaving you at the end going, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But my buzziest night at the festival, the one that had made the most lasting impression as like a really good film and was a narrative as opposed to a doco, was In Fabric. We've talked about the film that's about a killer dress. It's just fucking good, man. Go see In Fabric for sure if you want to see a
killer dress, kind of like Rubber.
What's it called? In Fabric.
It's called In Fabric. In Fabric. And it's basically there's a kind of witchy department store. The whole thing's shot in sort of like a late 70s, early 80s sort of pastiche style, but no one's got cell phones. It's sort of not entirely clear when it's set, but it's got like a kind of dated British European vibe. And there is the most amusingly sinister slash over vocal sales assistant you're ever likely to see. Basically, this is the film just brought the house down the whole time. Intentionally.
A killer dress.
Killer dress, and the dress has got weird vibes, and it would like it'd be rattling in the cupboard at night. It'd come out and have a hover over its owner during the night.
Yes.
Bad stuff would happen.
Maybe just needed a wash, eh?
And then some stuff happens with mannequins getting undressed, and that's like.
Yeah. Just got a text in here, and it's official as apparently the cold case doco was a bunch of beeping ass. I didn't beep out ass. I thought that's
my
fine.
My ass beeps. Nothing. So I had a few good nights out at the Hollywood Avondale. They're gearing back up for another very booty run of screenings in the near future. I grabbed the calendars were flying out the door when I was out there. But the first I knew that they had some more programming was when a friend invited me to a Facebook event. This isn't his screening, but suddenly a Facebook event. Commando, 35mm, Hollywood Avondale. I was like,
Commando
okay,
is
thank you.
Screening. Commando is certainly screening in September.
One of the biggest consistency faux pas ever.
Actually, October. It's in October.
That rolled Porsche is minted in the second scene where it comes screaming around the corner after it had been rolled on the side. Just keep an eye out for that. Yellow Porsche.
June, American Beauty, Irreversible. Lots of stuff happening. Fargo?
Spice World?
Beverly Hills Cop?
John can name 10 movies.
See you out there.
All right. Cheers, Steve.
If you liked Knife and Heart at the film festival, a giallo tribute about a serial killer stalking the gay porn world, you'll love Cruising, starring Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, eh?
All right, mate.
Right.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.